英语 GK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 GK 台，我是主持人静静，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays!
同学们周一好，今天呢咱们又次再来读一篇哈非常著名的作品，也是非常伟大的作家了，叫做理查德·马特森。
Yeah, Richard Matheson.
他算是一位现代作家，因为他是纽约时报的畅销专栏的作者。
Yeah,It's a contemporary writer this time. It's not like usually we do a little bit of an old story. No, this story is pretty new.
我们时常是穿插古代和现代啊，无缝衔接。今天这篇文章呢叫做
Button Button.
对，也可以做喉音停顿，叫做 Button Button 都行啊，都可以这么念。
Yeah. It comes from that sentence, Button Button. Who pressed the button?
是按钮按钮。那今天这篇文章真的是被改编成了电影，2009年还是2010年的时候上映、yeah. 是卡梅隆迪亚兹主演的，叫做魔盒，魔力的盒子、
yeah.
The Box.
The Box. This story forms the base of a pretty famous movie, I'd say,
是
called The Box. Cameron Diaz plays in it, and yeah, it's really the story as it is written, is not the same as the story in the movie. Because the story as it was written was a bit too short to make it into a movie.
之所以要介绍这篇文章，是因为这个作家呀，叫理查德呀，哎呦，他写了很多的作品，影响了许多的知名的当代的作家。他的作品可以跨越恐怖、科幻、悬疑、奇幻等等多个领域。
Well, I think as with every book that is being made into a movie,You should read the book first.
是的。
That's with, I think, all the books I read so far that have been made into a movie. Now, I don't watch movies that often, but...
他的很多作品全部都改编成什么影视剧写作了。所以他60年的创作生涯是得了很多的奖。
Yeah.
像世界奇幻文学的终身成就奖啊，艾伦坡奖、雨果奖、鹅毛笔奖、美国编剧工会奖等等，是得奖拿到，拿奖拿到手软。
Yeah, so this writer is obviously very, very, very talented.
非常有才华。好、mm-hmm. 来说说今天这个故事，按钮按钮，讲的什么呢？诺曼太太收到一个包裹有一天。
Yeah,、哎、Norma and her husband, one day they receive a little package.
有人就告诉他说呀，给你一条件，只要你敢按上这个盒子上的按钮，一按它，你就能得到$50,000的奖金。但代价是什么？
Someone...In the world, someone they don't necessarily know will die at the moment they press the button.
代价是啊，可能会导致世界上一个陌生人，一个你不认识的陌生人，不了解的陌生人死亡。
Yeah, it will be someone you absolutely don't know. So,
对，你不懂，不是，你不知道的，你不认识的，或者
是说。What would you do?
这个非常荒谬的提议呢，却遭到了她丈夫的反对啊。可是诺曼太太却觉得说，哎，$50,000。两难的抉择。
Yeah, Norma is intrigued. She keeps thinking about it. She keeps thinking, oh my, that is so much money and all we have to do is press the button and yeah, maybe someone will die, but it's someone we don't know, so who cares?
大家看这个故事呢，实际上哈是，它是在隐喻着，就是生活中我们每天都在做着一种choices,
yeah,
都在做选择
every day.
每天都在想在权衡利弊，还是这个还是那个，是不是？
Yeah, and not every choice is as easy as the other, of course. And it depends also on like your situation. What I said before the show to Jing Jing is like, yeah, some people, they have so much worry about money. It really controls their life. So they probably will make other choices in this story than...people who are like more comfortable in life.
所以钱重要呢还是一个陌生人的命重要呢
Yeah,、what is more important? The life of a stranger or money?、
所以说这篇文章呢是非常含义深刻的现代的通俗小说，也揭示了技术社会潜在的一些危险啊！咱们一起来思考，一起来阅读，有请出尼克老师。
Button, Button by Richard Matheson. The package was lying by the front door, a cube shaped carton sealed with tape, their name and address printed on it. Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Lewis, 217 East, 37th Street, New York, New York, zip code 10016. Norma picked it up and went into the apartment. It was just getting dark. After she put the lamb chops in the broiler, she sat down to open the package. Inside the carton was a push-button unit fastened to a small wooden box. She also saw a folded piece of paper scotch-taped to the bottom of the box. She pulled it off. Mr. Stewart will call on you at 8 p.m. Norma put the button unit beside her on the couch. She reread the typed note, smiling. The doorbell rang at 8 o'clock.
Ding dong.
I'll get it, Norma called from the kitchen. Arthur was in the living room, reading. There was a small man in the hallway. He removed his hat as Norma opened the door. Mrs. Lewis? He inquired politely.
Yes.
I'm Mr. Stewart.
Oh, yes.
Norma repressed a smile. She was sure now it was a sales pitch. May I come in? Asked.
The package was lying by the front door. A cube-shaped carton sealed with tape, their name and address printed on it. Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Lewis, 21st 7E 37th Street, New York, New York, 116.
好，我们的这个外国文学的泛读课哈，大家要跟上我们的节奏，我们会很快的提点一些文章当中的一些重要的表达。Package 包裹，包裹是 lying by 啊，是在这个门边上呢，就是躺着的，躺放着的。
Yeah, just like when you order quite D and you're not at home, then they just put it in front of your door, right?
大家赶紧要想这个场景啊，画面感很强，所以能被改编成电影嘛。Cube shaped, 这是一个什么、
yeah.
方形的。
A square-shaped box that is cube-shaped.
方形的一个什么呢？叫
a carton.
纸箱啊 ,sealed, seal 以什么来封起来的呢 ?sealed with tape, 用胶带密封起来的方形纸箱。开开门一看，地上一个自然的包裹。
Yeah, their name and address printed on it.
上面印着收件人的姓名和地址。
Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Lewis.
啊，亚瑟·刘易斯先生和太太收。然后地址是什么？
21st 7E 37th Street. Wow.
纽约州的纽约市第37街21-71号。
Yeah. New York, New York.
邮政编码是10016。
Yeah. Norma picked it up and went into the apartment.
很正常是吧？诺曼呢，我们叫诺尔玛哈，诺尔玛太太呢就把它拿起来了，然后就直接就进公寓了。
Just as usual. It was just getting dark.
好，天色渐渐的暗下来了。
After she put the lamb chops in the broiler.
好 ,lamb chops 是我们所说的羊排。这个 broiler 呢是咱们的
grill.
A grill, 烤箱。
Yeah.
羊排放进烤箱开始准备做晚餐了。
Yeah, she sat down to open the package.
她坐下来然后打开了包裹。
Inside the carton was a push button unit fastened to a small wooden box.
好大家注意看这句话哈。关键的物品出现了。A push button. Push button 是一个按的钮。按钮装置叫 unit, 小装置。它是 fastened to, 被绑在一个被拴在被固定在一个 small wooden box, 小小的木盒上面的就是一个按钮。
Yeah, it was just a button you could push. She also saw in a folded piece of paper scotch taped,to the bottom of the box.
好，他还看见了一张啊 ,folded, 折叠起来的纸条 ,piece of paper. 这个叫 scotch taped, 是怎么个胶带呀
?Yeah, scotch tape is sticky tape, it's just tape, 胶带。
透明胶带。
Yeah,、but scotch tape is the full name of tape, basically.
哦、oh, 就是透明胶带的一个全称。说这个盒子底部呢是用透明胶带还粘着的一张折叠起来的纸条好像是什么密码之类的告诉你哈在这里取。
She pulled it off.
好扯下来叫 pull it off, 拉下来。
Mr. Stewart will call you will call on you at 8 p.m.
一位叫做 Steward 的先生呢，今天晚上八点的时候会拜访您的家。Call on somebody 的意思呢，就是
拜访 ，to visit。
好，哇，这神秘的信息。
Norma put the button unit beside her on the couch。
然后诺尔玛呢就把这个装置啊就放在她身边的什么沙发上了 ，couch。
She reread the typed note, smiling.
Reread， 简单 ，re 是前缀，再一次 ，read 是读，又读了一遍那张打印的纸条，然后她脸上还挂着微笑。
The doorbell rang at 8 o'clock.
噔噔噔噔，八点钟的时候，门铃准时响起。
I'll get it.
好，大家看这句话 ，I'll get it， 其实就是说呀，我来开门，我来开门。
Norma called from the kitchen.
经常我们都是说这个东西我来办，我来办，我们都会说、mm-hmm. I'll get it， 是吧
？Yeah.
或者是说厨房的那个饭开了，
yeah.
我去菜做好了，我去拿。I'll get it. 什么东西 ？I'll get it. 我去拿，我去开门。
Norma called from the kitchen. Arthur was in the living room, reading.
好，现在这场 scene 呢是这样的，诺曼是在厨房里大叫说：“我去开门。” Arthur 是谁
？Arthur is her husband.
对了，她的丈夫叫做亚瑟。亚瑟呢是在客厅里正在读着报纸或者是看着书吧，反正在 reading。
There was a small man in the hallway.
Hallway 就是门外了。门外这个时候呢是站着一个矮小的男人。
He removed his hat as Norma opened the door.
当诺曼开门的时候，他很有礼貌地摘下了帽子。啊，摘下帽子叫做 remove one's hat. Remove 这个词。
Yeah, to take off your hat. To remove your hat.
对了 ,remove, 摘下帽子。
Mrs. Lewis, he inquired politely.
Inquire 是什么意思？询问吧。
Yeah, 询问。
啊，他也拿不准对方是谁，对吧？
Yeah.
他就问了一句说，是 Louis 太太吗？要确认一下 ,confirm 一下。
Yeah, he asks that to confirm if she's really Mrs. Lewis.
对方就开口了说，您是 Louis 太太吗？
Yes, I'm Mr. Stewart.
是啊，我就是Stewart 的先生。
Oh, yes. Norma repressed a smile.
好，我们来看这里作者的书写叫做是怎样的一个微笑呢 ?Repressed a smile.
Yeah, if you repress a smile, that means that you don't want to show that you're actually smiling. You're like, okay, this is really funny, but you don't want to show that to the other person because you don't want to offend them.
啊、哦，这个 repress 的意思就是我压抑住了。他觉得这事儿吧挺好笑的。
Yeah, she was like,、funny. Oh, this is such a funny thing, like very well thought of.
就特别像那个别人在给他开恶作剧的玩笑。
Yeah.
嗯，他觉得很好玩，所以他压抑住自己的笑，叫 repress her smile.
She was sure now it was a sales pitch.
哦，他现在已经十分肯定了，说你看看这件事情啊，它就是一个 sales pitch。好，来讲这个词 pitch.
Yeah, a sales pitch are the statements and things that you say or do to sell something, to make a sales.
就是做销售的时候、
yeah.
咱们通常都要听销售员在那儿干嘛呢游说你。
Mm-hmm.
这个游说啊 pitch 就是说我要说服你买我的东西。
Yeah, something that you do to convince other people to buy your product.
对。好，这就是啊，他现在十分相信了。什么呀？这就是一个销售的游说罢了，肯定是这个，没跑。
May I come in?
哎
，asked Mr. Stewart.
斯托尔德先生还说到了这样一句话，他说：“我可以进去吗
？”I'm rather busy, Norma said.
诺尔玛说了，我现在挺忙的 ，rather busy.
Yeah, that means I am kind of busy. I am like really busy with something.
Then what did she imply?
Norma implied, of course, Norma meant that she's not really interested in buying anything. That she's like, oh, well, you're not being serious. Like, you're not having anything important for me. So I will just tell him I'm busy.
外国人就是客气啊，不想买啊，不说直接不说不想买，说我挺忙的，不方便。
Actually, in the Netherlands, we would definitely say that, like, okay, I'm not interested, I'm sorry, but we're like exceptionally direct in these.
你们还挺直接的。
We're very direct.
从上次我们已经发现的荷兰人有些与众不同。
Yeah, we are very direct, or we are known for that.
非常直接，绝不拖泥带水，绝不含糊。对不起，不感兴趣。要是干荷兰人就会这么说。
Exactly, efficiency, people. Norma said, I'll get you your, whatchamacallit though? She started to turn.
那个，这句话很有趣啊。她说，诶，我去拿你的那个。Whatchamacallit,
yes.
是什么句子？根本没有这个单词吧。
Whatchamacallit is not really a word that exists, but people say it all the time if they want to say, 那个
那个什么东西来着。
Yeah, 那个什么东西。
那个什么东西来着就是这个的 Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
随便你在叫什么，随便你叫它什么来着。
Yeah, so you can actually identify the words. What, like, of course, what. Sha, shall, ma, I, me, call it. What shall I call it?
随便我怎么叫的这个东西，这玩意儿。
Yeah.
然后这个时候他就开始去朝里屋走过去了。他意思就是说，哦，那个您的东西是不是？那我现在给您拿过来，我给您拿过来。
Don't you want to know what it is?
诶，对方告诉他说，说了一句这么样的话，他说，您难道不想知道它是什么吗？
Norma turned back and frowned.
诺曼太太刚转过身，就 frowned, 就把眉头皱起来了。
Yeah, she pulled up one eyebrow like this. Like she was like,
看视频啊，朱莉老师给大家演示什么叫做。Frowned, 皱眉头。
She didn't like his attitude.
她不喜欢这个人的态度。
What are you trying to sell? She asked.
那您到底是想卖什么东西呢?
I'm not selling anything, he answered.
我呀，我什么都不卖。
Arthur came out of the living room.
这个时候，丈夫呢，亚瑟从 living room 出来了。
Something wrong?Mr. Stewart introduced himself.
好，然后这句话是谁说的啊
？Mr. Stewart.
啊，什么情况 ？Something wrong? 有什么事儿吗？此处发生了什么情况吗？这个司徒门外的司徒亚特先生就介绍他自己说。
Oh, the Arthur pointed toward the living room and smiled. What is that gadget anyway? It won't take long to explain.replied Mr. Stewart.
好，这个时候亚瑟也知道是什么情况了哈，他就一边呢就指着那个起居室
，Yeah，
一边呢就微笑的说，是不是那个小玩意儿啊？那个 gadget
is a thing, a utensil that you use for something. So a remote control or like your phone or this microphone, these are all gadgets.
Like that, the remote control, we've got two gadgets
yeah,
there.
We got two gadgets there, and like one gadget on our heads.
像我们这个耳机啊。
Yeah.
都是算是小小的 gadget, 小物件。
Mm-hmm.
是不是小物件？它那个也就是一个小 button 和一个小盒子嘛。
Yeah, so the box with the button is also a gadget. I mean, it looks like something you can use for something.
对，那是个什么小玩意儿啊？小 gadget, 对不对？好，斯图亚特先生就还是很神秘的，他就说It won't take long to explain. 很短的时间我就可以给您解释清楚。
They went into the living room and Mr. Stewart sat in Norma's chair.
So what's it for?
Asked Arthur. You see, if you push the button, Mr. Stewart told him, somewhere in the world someone you don't know will die, in return for which you will receive a payment of $50,000. Norma stared at the small man. He was smiling.
What are you talking about?
Arthur asked him. Mr. Stewart looked surprised.
But I've just explained, he said. Is this some sort of practical joke?
asked Arthur. See, not at all. The offer is completely genuine.
You aren't making any sense.
Arthur said,
You expect us to believe... Whom do you represent? Demanded Norma.
Mr. Stewart looked embarrassed. I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to tell you that, he said. However, I assure you, the organization is of international scope.
I think you'd better leave, Arthur said, standing.
Mr. Stewart rose.
Of course. And take your button unit with you.
Are you sure you wouldn't care to think about it for a day or so? I will leave my card just in case, said Mr. Stewart. He placed it on the table by the door, and when he was gone, Arthur tore it up in half and tossed away the pieces. Norma was still sitting on the sofa.
What do you think it was? She asked.
I don't care to know, he answered. And she tried to smile, but couldn't.
Are you curious at all?
No, he shook his head.
Why won't you talk about it? Norma asked. Doesn't it intrigue you?
It offends me, Arthur said.
I know, but doesn't it intrigue you, too? You think it's a practical joke?
She asked.
If it is, it's a sick one.
Norma did not give up. Maybe some eccentric millionaire is doing it. Maybe. Wouldn't you like to know? Arthur shook his head.
Why? Because it's immoral, he told her.
Norma slid beneath the covers.
Well, I think it's intriguing, she said.
Arthur turned off the lamp and leaned over to kiss her.
Good night.
Good night.
Norma closed her eyes.
$50,000,
she thought.
一时即将激起千层浪.
They went into the living room, and Mr. Stewart sat in Norma's chair.
现在就让我们来知道一下这个盒子到底有什么用。接下来他们一起走进了起居室客厅。斯图尔德先生呢就坐在了诺尔玛的椅子上。
So, what's it for? Asked Arthur.
丈夫就问道说这东西到底是干什么用的 ?What's it for?
If you push the button, Mr. Stewart told him, somewhere in the world,Someone you don't know will die.
如果您按下了这个按钮 button, 那么在世界上的某一个地方的某一个您不认识的人 will die, 就会死去。
In return for which you will receive a payment of $50,000.
In return 是什么意思？回报吧。
Yeah.Like you do something and then you get this back in return.
啊，回报。那么作为回报呢，您将会获得$50,000的报酬 payment of $50,000.
Norma stared at the small man.
大家注意看啊 ，Norma 的表情这个时候是非常的什么呀？凝视着，很认真的凝视着这个男人的脸哈，想从他脸上读出一些什么信息。
Yeah, she was really very surprised by what he offers.
可能吗？这是说什么呀？
He was smiling.
可是对方在微笑。
What are you talking about? Arthur asked him.
丈夫是非常理性的。
Yeah.
丈夫就说，您这是说什么呢？
Mr. Stewart looked surprised.
而那位戴着帽子的斯图亚特先生却看上去非常的惊讶。
But I've just explained, he said.
我这不刚刚解释过吗？
Is this a practical joke? Asked Arthur.
这是个恶作剧吧？恶作剧啊 ！Practical joke.
Yeah, a practical joke is a prank. Is something that you do to someone as a joke.
是不恶作剧啊？大家现在都觉得是什么呀？是不是有个 camera 在哪儿藏着拍我们？是不是真人秀啊？是不是恶作剧呀？
Yeah, everyone thinks now like, okay, this can't be serious. This is really stupid. It's not real, probably.
大家想一想，在生活中一个人上门来到您家说这种话，你会不会觉得他是在搞笑啊？
Yeah, would you believe it, honestly? Not at all. The offer is completely genuine.
完全不是。这位先生非常笃定地回答到说，这样的一个交易 ,the offer is completely genuine. Genuine 的意思是完全是纯真的。
Yeah, it's
是真实无虚的。
It's really real.
Really real. Really, really real.
You aren't making sense, Arthur said.
好，我们说 make no sense 是不是有个这样的短语啊
Yeah, if something makes no sense, then it doesn't, it's unlogical, it's really, yeah, doesn't make sense. It's really stupid and not having a logical base on whatsoever.
这是一个实用短语，同学们是一定要掌握的。就是 make sense 的意思就是让什么东西有意义。Make sense, 或者是说 not making any sense.
Yeah.
意思就是
So that, yeah, it doesn't, it's not logic.
对啊，这不合逻辑啊。
Yeah.
什么乱七八糟的叫做 you're making, or this is nonsense.
Yeah.
也可以说 this is nonsense.
What you are saying is nonsense. That's what he's saying.
Or you are not making sense. 也是这个意思。你完全这是胡说八道啊，我不知道您在说什么。这个丈夫就说。
You expect us to believe?
您还希望我们相信?
Whom do you represent? Demanded Norma.
Demand, 这个时候呢,是相当于一种逼问的意思。
Yeah, to ask very pressing, very urging.
对,这个时候诺尔玛太太呢,就赶紧就说了一句说,谁派你来的?你代表谁?
Mr. Stewart looked embarrassed.
斯图尔特先生就看上去非常的尴尬啊，有点尴尬。
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to tell you that.
这句话我们能读懂，但是 at liberty to do something 这个短语咱得学学。
I am not able to do that because I am not allowed to.
Oh, at liberty 的意思呢，就是随便。
Yeah, someone apparently told Mr. Stewart that he cannot tell anyone.
对 I'm not at liberty to do something.
He's not free.
对我恐怕我不能自由的按照我自己的意志来告诉您。我恐怕不方便告诉您。
However, I assure you, the organization is of international scope.
但是我可以向您保证就这个组织啊它是一个 international scope, 国际组织。
I think you'd better leave.Arthur said, standing.
越说越没谱了哈。
Yeah, Arthur was like, okay, I had enough of this. This is so weird.
什么
Go away.
什么乱七八糟奇奇怪怪的啊。我觉得您最好赶紧离开啊。这个丈夫就命令到说。
Mr. Stewart rose. Of course. And take your button unit with you.
好行啊那没问题。然后对方就站起来然后这边又补充一句说您最好把您那个按钮装置也带走。
Are you sure you wouldn't care to think about it for a day or so?
您确定您不需要再考虑个一两天吗?
I will leave my card in case.
In case 是万一啊，万一您要后悔了 ，I'll leave my card. 我留下我的名片，好不好？后悔了您联系我。
Said Mr. Stewart.He placed it on the table by the door.
他就把名片呢放在 place 放置放在了门边的桌子上。
When he was gone, Arthur tore it in half and tossed away the pieces.
当他离开以后，亚瑟赶紧就把它 tore it 撕成了两半 ，tore it in half. 然后呢 tossed away the pieces 扔掉了。
Yeah, so he just yeah.Tore it in half, like made it into little pieces and then throw it away.
对,这都什么乱七八糟的哈。
Yeah. Norma was still sitting on the sofa.
好,这个时候,这种事情啊,他,你别看他啊,就这么发生了,可是他呢,打动了一个人,那就是诺曼太太。诺曼太太的想法和她的丈夫是完全不一样。她现在是坐在了沙发上没动,没动。
What do you think it was? She asked.
她开始在认真地思考了。她问丈夫说，诶，你觉得那是个什么东西啊？
I don't care to know, he answered.
亚瑟说， 我不想知道，我真的是不想知道。
She tried to smile, but couldn't.
太太呢，想试图的挤出一丝微笑啊，但是没成功。
Aren't you curious at all?
你难道就不 curious 吗？你难道就你不好奇吗
？No, he shook his head.
不好奇。
Why won't you talk about it? Norma asked.
那你为什么也不愿意说一说呀？你看现在人都走了，咱俩也可以聊一下这事儿嘛，是吧
？Doesn't it intrigue you?
难道这事儿不 intrigue？Intrigue 这个单词大家听啊、哦、这特别有趣啊、哦、就是让某人激起某人的兴趣。
Yeah, if something intrigues you, you want to know more about something. You feel that something is touching you, something is like interesting to you, but you don't know enough about it yet. So you want to know more.
对啊，难道这个事情它完全激不起你的兴趣吗
?It offends me, Arthur said.
这个丈夫非常的坚定说他让我感到很不舒服。
I know, but doesn't it intrigue you too?
我知道你不舒服，但是难道他没有一点儿都唤起你的兴趣吗
？You think it's a practical joke?
你觉得他真的就是个恶作剧吗？这个太太还在这么问啊。
Yeah, she asked. Well, if it is, it's a sick one.
如果是个笑话的话，那他真的是个令人作呕的恶作剧啊 ，a sick one.
Norma did not give up.
诺尔曼太太还没放弃。
Maybe some eccentric millionaire is doing it.
Eccentric 是什么？古怪的。
Yeah, someone who really wants to do extreme things to like show him or his or herself.
词根词这课我们讲过 ,EC 呢是出离 ,centric 是中心，出离中心的就是非主流的，就是古怪的。一个古怪的百万富翁也许是做这件事情的人哦。
Maybe.
那也许吧。
Wouldn't you like to know?
难道你不想了解一下吗
?Arthur shook his head.
丈夫很坚定地摇了摇头。
Why?
为什么呀
?Because it's immoral.
好，关键词来了。Immoral, 不道德
He told her. Norma slid beneath the covers.
好，然后这个时候就该睡觉了吧？啊、
yeah.
啊，诺玛呢？这个时候就钻进了他的那个什么 cover 被窝吧 ？Slid, 溜进了被窝哈。
Yeah, she moved under the covers.
对。
Well, I think it's intriguing, she said.
我倒是觉得这事儿挺有趣的。
Arthur turned off the lamp and leaned over to kiss her.
好，这个时候她丈夫就关了灯啊，那俯身呢，就给她一个睡前的亲吻吧。Lean over, 俯身。
Good night.
晚安。
He said. Good night.
晚安。
Norma closed her eyes. $50,000, she thought.
诺玛太太这个时候虽然已经闭上了眼睛，可是呢，有一种思绪却在她的脑海中不停地萦绕着。
Yeah.
那就是五万美金啊。
The next day, the package was somehow lying by the front door. Norma saw it. Well, of all the nerve, she thought. She picked up the package and carried it into the kitchen, leaving it on the table. She sat in the living room, but after a while, she went back into the kitchen to turn the cutlets in the broiler.She put the package in a bottom cabinet. She'd throw it out in the morning, she thought herself. Maybe, just maybe, some eccentric millionaire is playing games with people, she said. Arthur looked up from his dinner. I don't understand you. Let it go, he told her. Norma ate in silence. Suddenly, she put...her fork down. Suppose it's a genuine offer, she said. Arthur stared at her. He looked incredulous. What would you like to do? Get the button back and push it? Murder someone? Norma looked disgusted. Murder? How can you call it murder if you don't even know the person? Arthur looked astounded. Are you saying what I think you are?If it's some old
peasant 10,000 miles away, some diseased native in Congo. How about a baby boy in Pennsylvania?
Arthur countered.
Some beautiful little girl on the next block.
好，一时激起千层浪啊！这个时候，两方的观点就开始出来了。
The next day, the package was somehow lying by the front door.
哎，第二天，那个包裹又莫名其妙地出现在了前门边上。
Norma saw it. Well, of all the nerve, she thought.
这句话叫什么？Of all the nerve.
Yeah, that's something you say when you are, like, surprised about the nerve that someone has to do something. Like, yeah, this is rather rude, right? So she's like, oh, this is so rude of him to do, to put that package still in front of my door. So, of all the nerve.
Ah, nerve 是神经，胆量。Mm-hmm. Of all the nerve, 真胆大，真的有点厚颜无耻。
Yeah.
他就说他又送来了。
She picked up the package and carried it into the kitchen.
行吧，于是他就拿起这个包裹，然后又把它带到了厨房。
Leaving it on the table.
就放在了桌子上。
She sat in the living room.
她是坐在客厅里。
But after a while, she went back into the kitchen to turn the cutlets in the broiler.
他呢先坐在客厅里，但过了一会儿以后他又回到厨房去干嘛呢？啊，别紧张，是去给烤箱里的肉饼翻了个面儿啊，这还是 broiler, 烤箱，这 cutlets, 肉饼，去翻个面儿。
She put the package in a bottom cabinet.
好，这个时候他已经有动作了，他把这个包裹呢放进了一个底柜，是吧？
Yeah, she put it in the kitchen, in a little cupboard in the kitchen, like underneath the counter probably.
就这个包裹对她来讲最有吸引力了。
Yeah, she threw it out in the morning, she thought to herself.
她心里暗想说，其实早上就应该把它扔掉的。她扔没扔啊？她没扔，她带回家了。
She took it. Maybe some eccentric millionaire is playing games with people, she said.
她丈夫不知道她已经又拿到包裹了吧。
No, Arthur doesn't know anything. Arthur doesn't know that the box is still in their possession.
对了，所以说他们在吃饭的时候，她就开始又和丈夫聊起来了哈。哎，也许就是某个古怪的百万富翁啊，就是在和人们做游戏呢， playing games with people.
Arthur looked up from his dinner.
Looked up, 就是抬起头来哈、啊、从他的碗里从他的餐碗上抬起头来啊，很形象。
I don't understand you. Let it go, he told her.
他觉得太太还在想这件事情挺奇怪的。
Yeah, he was quite, like, annoyed by the fact that his wife is still thinking about the box.
所以他就对太太说，我真是不懂你。别想这事儿了，忘了他。Let it go.
Norma ate in silence.
这个时候诺玛就开始默默地吃饭，默默地吃。
Suddenly, she put her fork down.
突然间，她放下了手里的叉子。
Suppose it's a genuine offer, she said.
哎，假如这件事情是真的呢？它就是一个很慷慨的一个交易呢？一个就是真正的一个简单的一个交易呢？
Arthur stared at her.He looked incredulous.
亚瑟这个时候是凝视着他，他的眼里啊，完全是那种 incredulous.
Yeah, he thought this was unbelievable. If you look incredulous, or if you look at someone incredulously, you look at someone as if you are like, you got to be kidding me. What are you saying?
完全的充满了疑虑，好像这一瞬间都不认识太太了一样，说你什么情况？你脑子里在想什么
？What would you like to do? Get the button back and push it? Murder someone? Norma looked disgusted.
然后他就质问到太太说：“那你想要怎样啊？你要把那个装置拿回来吗？按下那个按钮，然后谋杀掉一个人吗 ？Murder someone？ 大家看啊，第二个关键词提出了，叫做 murder， 谋杀。当然这个时候诺尔玛看起来是比较有些 disgusted, 哈、啊、有些反感的。
Yeah, like, oh no, oh no, I will not do that.
他辩解到说
,murder? How can you call it murder if you don't even know the person?
他们俩现在已经进入了一个道德层面的探讨了。
Yeah, they're now talking about like morals. They're talking about values, like about, yeah, basically like about what is right and what is wrong.
对，这就是道德的一种争辩了哈。太太说：“谋杀呀，你怎么能说他叫谋杀呢？你，就算是死一个人，那这个人咱也不认识啊，是不是
？”Arthur looked astounded.
这个时候，她丈夫露出了一种极其。震惊的表情叫 astounded.
Like amazed. What are you saying? Are you saying what I think you are?
你到底在说什么？你表达的是我认为的那个意思吗？
Well, if it's some old peasant 10,000 miles away.
如果他是10,000英里以外的某个老农呢？
Some diseased native in Congo.
一个患病的 native.刚果的某个患病的土著人呢
?Well, how about a baby boy in Pennsylvania?
那是宾夕法尼亚州的一个男婴呢
?Arthur countered.
他的丈夫就这么反驳到他说
,Some beautiful little girl on the next block.
或者是就居住在附近街道的某个漂亮的小女孩呢是不是
?Yeah, he has really a good point there.
所以说他丈夫其实这个观点是对的。
Definitely, definitely. Arthur in this story is...Definitely making the right decision.
对，这一剑下去，他是要人命的啊。
The next day, the package was somehow lying by the front door. Norma saw it.
Well, the point is, Norma, he continued, what's the difference? Whom you kill, it's still murder.
The point is, Norma broke in, if it's someone you've never seen in your life and never will see...Someone whose death you don't even have to know about, you still wouldn't push the button? Arthur stared at her, appalled. You mean you would? $50,000.
Arthur, what has the amount? $50,000, Arthur?
Norma interrupted.
A chance to take that trip to Europe we've always been talking about. Norma, no!A chance to buy that cottage on the island. Norma, no!
His face was white. She shuddered.
All right, take it easy. Why are you getting so upset? It's only a talk.
After dinner, Arthur said,
I'd rather not discuss it anymore. If you don't mind.
Norma shrugged. Fine with me.
The point is, Norma, he continued,What's the difference whom you kill? It's still murder. The point is, Norma broke in, if it's someone you've never seen in your life and never will see, someone whose death you don't even have to know about, you still wouldn't push the button?
这个诺尔玛的逻辑就有点奇怪了哈。
Yeah, it's a bit strange and dark, I think.
丈夫解释到他说他说关键是啊 ,the point is,你杀害的人究竟是谁有什么区别呢他仍然是一个 murder、
mm-hmm.
这是 murder 是一个事情的核心
Yeah, I agree
但是诺尔玛就说了呀那不一定啊那这个人要是你一生当中从未见过的从未谋面的也永远不会见到的人
Yeah, you don't even have to know about this person dying
他死不死你都没有必要知道的话你也不会按那个按钮吗可见这种心态啊这种思想是多么的冷酷无情
yeah, very cold and very mean, I think.
是不是
?Arthur stared at her.
丈夫看见他看着他。
Appalled.
这个时候 appalled, 跟刚才的
shocked,sound
是一模一样的。
Yeah.
就是有些心惊胆寒啊他不相信这个话是从自己太太的嘴里说出来的。
You mean you would? $50,000, Arthur.What has the amount $50,000, Arthur?
你的意思是说你会按下按钮呢？五万美元呢，亚瑟？五万美元呢？钱多少用？五万美元呢，亚瑟
？Norma interrupted. A chance to take that trip to Europe we've always talked about.
有了这笔钱，我们一直心心念念的欧洲行啊，就可以实现了，是不是？
Norma, no.
不行，诺尔玛。
A chance to buy that cottage on the island.
我们还可以买下岛上的那座小别墅，是不是？
Norma, no.
不行的，诺尔玛。
His face was white.
他的脸色已经变得苍白了。
She shuddered.
而诺尔玛却打了个寒战。
All right. Take it easy. Why are you getting so upset? It's only talk.
好了好了好了，放轻松点，不要变得这么心烦意乱，是不是？有什么呢？我们不过就是讨论讨论而已嘛。
After dinner, Arthur said, I rather not discuss it anymore if you don't mind.
嗯，晚饭以后呢，这丈夫就最后说了一句话，说哈，如果你不介意的话，我宁可咱们就不要再讨论这个话题了。
Norma shrugged, fine with me.
耸了耸肩哈，就说，嗯，没问题。
When Arthur had gone to work, Norma remained at the table, staring into her breakfast coffee.
好，这个故事的高潮就在这里出现了。丈夫呢，第二天就出去上班了 ,come to work. 诺曼呢，这个时候啊，就还是待在餐桌旁啊，眼睛是直勾勾的 ,stare into her breakfast coffee, 盯着早餐的咖啡。
Suddenly, she turned abruptly.
突然间。他转过身来 ,abrupt, 是非常急速而快速的。
And took the package from the bottom cabinet.
就从那个底柜里呢取出了这个包裹藏起来了啊。
She stared at the button.
他一直看着那个按钮啊看着那个按钮。
How ridiculous, she thought.
真是荒谬啊他心里想到说。
All this furore over a meaningless button.
这个单词
Furore
什么意思啊
It means like commotion. It means a lot of like trouble and a lot of mafun basically over something.
疯狂的想法
Yeah.
这么多些疯狂的想法竟然都是来自于这样一个 meaningless button, 毫无意义的按钮。
Reaching out, she pressed it down.
一句话 Reaching out 是伸出双手。Pressed it down, 按下了它。
For us, she thought angrily.
她还给自己找了一个理由，然后还很生气地说，是为了我们。
Yeah. She shuddered. Was it happening?
发生了吗？事情发生了吗？
A chill of horror swept across her.
这个时候有一阵恐怖的寒意啊，叫做 chill of horror swept across her.
She suddenly was very scared, very worried, afraid.
恐怖的寒意，一阵凉风好像从什么地方吹过她的全身啊，这个时候。
In a moment, it had passed.
但是过了一会儿以后呢，这种寒意也就消失了。
She made a contemptuous noise.
Contemptuous, 我们以前学过这个单词啊，叫做很轻。
Yeah, if you make a contemptuous noise, it means that you make a noise that really shows that you're like, okay, this is ridiculous, this is so stupid.
就是什么也没发生，你看有什么大不了的
？Ridiculous, she thought.
心里还在想说，真是荒谬。
To get so worked up over nothing.
什么意思？叫做 so worked up.
Yeah.If you get worked up about something, you get like angry about something, you get like frustrated and nervous about something.
整个这一番 worked up, 原来都是为了这些不存在的事情让自己这么恼火。
She threw the button unit into the waste basket and hurried to dress for work.
好，然后她就赶紧就把这个按钮装置呢，就扔进了 waste basket, 啊 basket, 就扔进了废纸篓。然后赶紧穿上衣服呢准备去上班了。
She was just about to go when the telephone rang.
Hello, 正要出门的时候电话铃响了。
She picked up the receiver.
Receiver, 听筒。她拿起了听筒。
Mrs. Lewis?
是路易斯太太吗
?Mr. Stewart asked.
啊电话那边传来了斯图尔德先生的声音。
It couldn't be her voice shrieking so much.
这句话写得很好。她的声音啊，诺曼太太的声音呢，从来没有这样尖叫过。尖叫啊，叫做 shrieking。从来没有这么大声的尖叫过。
Mr. Stewart spoke, and she started crying.
斯图尔德先生在那边一边说着话，这边的诺曼太太呀，就不停地哭起来了。
This couldn't be true.
不可能是真的。
It couldn't be.
不可能是真的。
You said I wouldn't know the one that died, she screamed.
她一边哭着一边说，您说过的，我不可能认识那个，我认识那个死的人。
My dear lady, Mr. Stewart said.
我亲爱的女士，斯图尔德先生说。
Do you really think you knew your husband?
您真的觉得，您认识，您了解您的丈夫吗？
Ooh.
It's so scary, this.
多么好的电影剧本啊。
Mm-hmm.
所以说这个理查德的文章啊，小说啊，基本上很多都被多多少少大大小小的都被改编成电影了。
Yeah, I think it's funny because this story actually covers so many themes, right? Like, it not only covers the theme of what is right and what is wrong, like murder, what is more worth, like life or money, but also the whole dynamic between husband and wife, like how well do you know your partner? How much are you on a similar moral level, right? Like, that is really what comes forward in this one too, I think.
Oh, 你看你读到后面你也产生了新的理解
yeah,
是不是你觉得
yeah, like, I mean,
另外一个层面上也说大家人们人之间互相了解多少、啊、
Yeah, also like constantly throughout the story, Norma is constantly cooking. That's also really funny, but she in the parts I erased from this story, it is more often mentioned that she's in the kitchen cooking and that she actually dreams of another life. She doesn't want to go to work. She wants to be a housewife, cooking, cleaning in some kind of villa, like a mansion. They actually have a lot of, like, she has a lot of worries while James, her husband, her husband thinks it's gonna be fine. He's like having a job and he's like confident that they will earn enough money, but she's constantly worrying about this and she constantly feels like she's not living the life she wants. So, like, not being satisfied but not really communicating about that, that is really what comes forward in this story also.
对，但是它主要的一个主题是在探讨金钱和道德的问题的取舍，是不是那些跟你无关的人，他们的生命就不重要？而是这五万美元对于你来讲可以带来很好的享受，对不对？你买别墅，你可以去旅游购房，是不是？你这个就是堕入一种感性的享受之中了。
Yeah, it really like the remarks that she makes. That she wants to go to Europe. She wants to buy a cottage. That's basically Like, that really shows her priorities in life that are definitely not on the same page as, hopefully, most people.
黑格尔说，在市民社会中啊，每个人都以自身为目的，其他一切在他看来都是虚无的。所以刚才就回到我们文这个节目开始的时候，朱毅老师所说到的 selfish。
Yeah.
这个问题上，以自身为目的，其他的一切都是虚无的，就是只关注自己当下的享乐。
Definitely. And,like, yeah, you can read it in, once again, you can read the story in several ways. Like, who is this Mr. Stewart? Like, why is he doing this, right? Like, where does he come from? Is Mr. Stewart even real, or is this just a metaphor for someone, like, for something, some idea inside people? He's just like, yeah.Something imaginary.
哎，他这个文章其实就是一个比喻啊。生活中我们在做各种决定的时候，究竟是讨论道德伦理，还是一个现实利益？
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
是不是
？And maybe this had to happen. Maybe the whole arrival of Mr. Stewart was some kind of sign that the Norma and her husband had some things to discuss, or like that Norma really have some problems. You know, what I really wonder now is how Norma will live the rest of her life.You know what I mean?
这就是个故事揭示的一种现代性，就是为了达到一个目的，即便是个体也可以动用一些理性的协调运作，加上现在已经有的技术成就、
mm-hmm.
就可以达到你的目的。但是如果这个目的本身没有超越性的精神价值的话，那么在一般的情况下可能是关乎感性的 享受，但是在最糟糕的情况下，就像这个文章所写的一样，就是邪恶的，
嗯，
就是邪恶的。
嗯，
好，这个引发大家的思考哈，非常深刻的文章。
Definitely, it's very intriguing.
这个文章才是非常的 intriguing.
Very intriguing. What would you do? Would you push the button?
Would you? 感谢大家的收听收看，谢谢秋月老师。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见，拜拜。
See you next time.